Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our Old Testament reading to 1 Chronicles chapter 27. First Chronicles chapter 27, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, of every course were 24,000. Over the first course for the first month was Jeshabiam, the son of Zabdiel, and in his course were 24,000. Of the children of Perez was the chief of all the captains of the host of for the first month. And over the course of the second month was Dodai, the Ahoite, and of his course was Mikloth, also the ruler. In his course likewise were 24,000. The third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course were 24,000. This was that Benaiah who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30, and in his course was Amizabad, his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebediah, his son after him. And in his course were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shamhut, the Izrahite, and in his course were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, and in his course were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite, of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sibbekai, the Hushathite, of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anetothite, of the Benjamites, and in his course were 24,000. The tenth captain of the tenth month was Maharai, the Netophathite, of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah, the Pirathonite, of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite, of Othniel, and in his course were 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the ruler of the Reubenites was Eleazar, the son of Zikri, of the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Maacah, of the Levites, Hashabiah, the son of Kemuel, of the Aaronites, Zadok. Of Judah, Elihu, one of the brethren of David. Of Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael. Of Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah, of Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azrael. Of the children of Ephraim, Hashea, the son of Azaziah. Of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah. Of the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo, the son of Zechariah. Of Benjamin, Jaasiel, the son of Abner. Of Dan, Azareel, the son of Jeroham. These were the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David took not the number of them from 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would increase Israel like to the stars of the heavens. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began to number, but he finished not, because there fell wrath for it against Israel. Neither was the number put in the account of the chronicles of the king of David, of King David. And over the king's treasures was Azmavet, the son of Adiel, and over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles was Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah. And over them that did the work of the field for the tillage of the ground was Ezri the son of Kelub. And over the vineyards was Shimei the Ramathite. Over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi the Shifmite. And over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Baal-Hanan the Gederite. And over the cellars of oil was Joash. And over the herds that fed in Sharon was Shitrai the Sharonite. And over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat the son of Adlai. Over the camels also was Obil the Ishmaelite. And over the asses was Jedeah the Moronathite. And over the flocks was Jaziz the Hagarite. All these were the rulers of the substance, which was King David's. Also, Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe, and Jehiel, the son of Hakmoni, was with the king's sons. And Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's companion. And after Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar, and the general of the army of the king's army was Joab. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Okay, so we have a well-ordered kingdom. A well-ordered kingdom. This is what's being set before us here. David's kingdom was a, can I say it this way, a well-oiled machine. First of all, he had 24,000 folks that worked in security in and around Jerusalem. But notice how they did that. They did that they would come from their lands, wherever they were, and they would come to Jerusalem just like the priests did. The priests, however, ministered for 2 weeks, so there were 24 of them, right? These men ministered, they labored for a whole month, and so there were only 12 of them. But notice the common denominator here. This kind of national service for the capital city and the city of the king and over all of his stuff. Notice that was seen to be as adjunct labor to your own labor. And so you only had to do it 1 month out of the year. The assumption is then that you would go back to your home, wherever that was, and take care of business at home, whatever your business was. Maybe you were a merchant, maybe you were a farmer, maybe you were a herdsman, it didn't really matter. Whatever that was, you would take care of that, and you would plan in those 11 months for the month that you needed to be away to serve your country. We'll remember, won't we, that there were days in these United States like that, when the officers for the national capital served a very short time out of each year and then went home to their trades and callings and businesses and farms to take care of their business. It wasn't a full-time job. Now, however, it's a full-time job, and I am told that that along with each particular laborer, whether he would be a senator, whether he would be a U.S. representative, that there is a staff of about 150. And so now that we have made that a permanent position rather than simply a position that is adjunct to your own calling, we pay handsomely for that, not only for that person, but then the staff that that person needs so that they might also labor year-round. Well, may I say it this way? I think the Bible's method is much better. I think that when folks that are laboring in the national scene labor for a month at a time and then go back home and handle their own business, they would be much more in tune with their constituencies, much more in tune with working for a living in that constituency, in and among that vicinity, so that they might be better equipped to represent the people at that point. The other thing is that if you're laboring all the time for the nation, well, then you cease to have a calling of your own. And don't we see this very often, that those offices turn out to be near lifetime offices, right? Because there's no particular calling that is had. There's no particular other labor that is undertaken. So there are difficulties there. And yet I think that the Bible's way of handling that seems to be much better. You're not overtasked in that way. You're not having to burn the candle at both ends. You have 1 month to do the nation's service. We also note within that that one of the men was a Levite, was a priest, Benaiah. Let's think about this man, Benaiah, for a moment. Let's just focus on him because the chronicler seems to focus upon him. Not only is he a priest, not only is he a captain over the security and martial force that would be stationed in and around Jerusalem to keep the city of David safe, but also he was with David when David had his mighty men and he was above the 30. And so we don't want to think of priestly work as something necessarily adverse with security work, with defense work, with martial work. Those things aren't necessarily at odds with one another. And in our own country, we have something of that, don't we? As we remember around the time of the Revolutionary War, the men that were called the Black-Robed Regiment. Again, earlier in the days of our country, we had a better understanding of that than we do today. All right, so now we move on to the second portion of the chapter, and that is 16 through 22. And so now we note that each of the 12 tribes had their own forces to take care of themselves. We didn't have one giant police force that covered the nation because that doesn't make for very good policing. That doesn't make for very good security. You need to know the ins and outs of each particular region. And so, who better to do that than each of the 12 tribes? And so, over the tribes of Israel, we had the ruler of the Reubenites, and then the Levites, and then the Aaronites, and then Elihu. We had of Judah, of Issachar, of Zebulun, Naphtali, Ephraim, and so on, all the way through. So that they each had local rulers that were civil governors and also local policing and security force. They also had that, and that is verses 16 through 22. And then we note David learning his lesson and not taking the number of them any longer, that was a sin of pride for David to blow wind up his realm, if you were, or if you will. And so notice that the number was not put in the Chronicles of the King of David. That was seen for the sin that it should have been seen as. And of course, we do know that the Lord brought good out of that. Do you remember what good came out of that? Mount Moriah and Jerusalem was chosen as the place that David would build, or Solomon would build, the temple of the Lord. All right, so then we have the last section, and this is the stuff of the king. David had a very large house. When those folks came in, those 24,000, it was up to David to feed them. They served at his pleasure. And so those men had to be fed out of his stock and store. And so he needed much to maintain that stock and store. We don't let anyone serve for free. They're remunerated for their service. And so David had people that were over his herds, that were over his vineyards, that were over his olive yards, that were over the wine cellar, the oil cellar, all of that. So all of the food that needed to be provided for those men that served month by month in and around Jerusalem, David provided for those out of his own stock and store, from his own herds and vineyards and olive yards. And as the king, that would have been his duty, and he would have been granted those places, that real estate, in order to bring forth that produce. And there's one more thing that I would notice here, and that is that there is a particular kind of continuity. There's a particular kind of, can I say it this way, easement, so that we see that the labor that these men provided in the service of David, that they provided for it according to that which was more convenient for them. So the guy that watched over the flocks in Sharon, he was a Sharonite. That is, he was from Sharon. He was a herdsman himself. What's his name? Shitrai, the Sharonite. He was over the herds that were in the valleys that were in Sharon. And then also we see that he actually had an Ishmaelite who was over the camels. Ishmaelites were well versed in camels. And so David had not only making it convenient for them, but men of expertise to take care of all of his stuff, that there might be a maximal amount of produce that he might have for those that labored. And then finally, we note that while there were some that labored by course, there were some, for the sake of continuity, that labored all the time. And so we have men like Joab, right, who was the general over the king's army. We have the king's counselors who were constant around him, Jonathan, David's uncle, Hakmoni, Ahithophel, Hushai the Archite, and so on. And then after Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar. These men served constantly. They did not serve by course. This was their job. And for the sake of continuity, we would want that. If you're turning over the army and the security every month, 24,000 leave and 24,000 come in, well, you're going to need something to keep them continuous, right? Something to provide continuity in that force. And so there were officers that served full-time as well as those that served part-time. So we have in David's kingdom then a well-ordered kingdom. Of course, this is only typical of the Lord Jesus Christ, who in his own house will have that same kind of order, right? All right, well, let's stand and continue praising.